You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
NewsHub is proposing to slash the radio reporter role after ending an arrangement with other companies, MediaWorks. Currently, NewsHub's parent company Discovery is supplying MediaWorks radio stations, including Magic Talk with Radio News, but this arrangement will end in December. MediaWorks stations will also not be simulcasting NewsHub's breakfast show, the AM show, as well. Instead, MediaWorks will be creating its own radio newsroom to produce news and a new breakfast show. I spoke to AUT's head of journalism, Greg Tritwell, this morning about the move, and I started by asking what he thought of the news.
Well, the news, first of all, was bad, wasn't it? That another 10 journalists from the New Zealand news landscape, if you like, would be lost. And it's been a long and difficult time for journalism. There's been increasing numbers of job cuts all around the world in all sorts of different contexts. And New Zealand hasn't escaped that either. So at first it seemed just like another cut in the process of death by a thousand cuts. But what I understand is that MediaWorks will in fact now launch its own newsroom. It was the initiator of this. It had a contract with Discovery to provide news for news for that NewsHub would provide radio news for MediaWorks. And let's not forget that MediaWorks owns something like half the radio stations in the country. It was MediaWorks decided to bring its own reporting back in-house, if you like, and create its own newsroom. And so this is a positive thing, really. Perhaps it's better for MediaWorks to concentrate on its own news journalism rather than buying stories as it did. This goes back from NewsHub as it did, and this, of course, goes back to the whole purchase of NewsHub and TV3 by its new owners, Discovery. So MediaWorks wasn't part of that sale, but it agreed to buy news from NewsHub. But now it wants to do its own news. And so they're talking about, you know, between 15 and 20 staff. So it's possible even that we're going to end up with more reporters than we did. So perhaps this is, at first glance, a bad thing. And at second glance, actually, possibly it has a strong silver lining. So that's kind of the situation as I understand it.
What do you think that means for news, like the diversity of news, considering now the market is when it comes to the radio news market, it's RNZ now and NZME and now potentially MediaWorks?
Well, MediaWorks, of course, might actually be now a more complete and whole opposition, if you like, in the private market competing against NZME. So perhaps NZME will have a more complete opposition in MediaWorks now. It's always been, hasn't it, for a long time since the loss of family-owned news enterprises and the financialization and shareholder ownership of media organizations. It's been a private industry that has made financial decisions that affect newsrooms and affect the public sphere. And so it's always the tension between private ownership of media organizations and the public role of journalism. It's, you know, I think private media market's important to have. We've ended up with a largely financialized ownership of media organizations, and that's meant that shareholders come first and news product comes second, often, not always. You know, so I guess perhaps I'm a bit more realistic about that than I was in the past. Now I'd like to see the strengthening of our public journalism sector, because so much of the decisions in the private media sector are made on these commercial bases, and we need a stronger and better funded public journalism, I think, publicly funded journalism, and then we have a pretty rich media market.
Do you think that making radio reporters redundant could be a little bit, will be more beneficial to NewsHub's current TV news operations in the future?
Well, yes, I don't think that necessarily Discovery particularly wanted to provide radio news, and so they now will have just a sort of more complete focus themselves on their television arm, which of course is a very strong brand in New Zealand. MediaWorks is talking about the situation as a real opportunity to establish its own newsroom. In the end, perhaps these organizations are going back to what they do best. I think that's probably a good thing in the long run.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.